Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, April 19th. The grains closed higher with May corn up 6¾ cents at 434.5. May wheat up 13.5 cents at 550.25, and May beans up 16¼ cents at 1150.5. The meal was up 570. The oil, bean oil, was up 26 ticks. The July-November bean spread came back to close up a nickel here, so we held that support at around even money and had a nice bounce here today. Pretty impressive, I thought. We had a couple of things going here. First of all, we had some export sales in the corn and beans, as we mentioned this morning. 121 beans to unknown, 216 corn to Mexico. That was a little bit helpful out here. Obviously, the price action overnight with Israel bombing the air bases and air defenses in Iran certainly helped. The crude oil looks like it's going to close about $3 off its highs, but the Dow Jones at one point was up over 800 points off its lows last night, but the NASDAQ is making new lows here, down 403 points. The S&P is now back under 5,000. It's at 49.94. It's down 55 points. My guess is that this continues. I don't think the Dow will close too much higher on the day. But at any rate, the charts look one heck of a lot better today than they did yesterday. Obviously, the May corn, looking at the chart, we just barely closed over the 10, 20, and 50-day moving averages for the first time since March 20th. March 28th was the last time we closed over that, so about 3 weeks ago. That looks pretty good to me on the wheat. We got up against the 50-day moving average, closed right on the 10 and 20 days. I would have liked to have seen the close over the 50-day moving average. If we could close over that Monday, I think that would be certainly helpful out here. In the May beans, outside update here, we're still a ways under the 10, 20, and 50-day moving averages, but at least this was a bit of a start here today. I don't know how much juice we're going to get out of the Israeli war, but I don't see Iran getting too aggressive. I think they're realizing they're up against a much better opponent, and I just don't see them doing anything really stupid out here, despite all of their rhetoric. But we'll see what happens over the weekend. The funds certainly covered a few contracts in here, corn, wheat, beans, meal, and oil. But as of tonight, until we see the commitment of traders reports at 230, my guess is they're short 254 corn, 90,000 wheat, 135,000 beans, 13,000 meal, and 27,000 oil. So there's still quite a bit for them to cover, corn, wheat, and beans, if they do want to cover here. We've got first notice day on the end of the month. That'll be first notice day is a week from Tuesday, so we're getting closer to that. So overall, I'd like to see us close higher on Monday. So this isn't just one of these, one day higher prices because of the war thing. It would be very helpful if we could close higher on Monday. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.